James makes a pretty provocative statement, a bold statement, a statement which I think at times we have forgotten. People saying, he quotes them, "I am being tempted by God." But James makes it clear that God himself tempts no one. He is not the tempter. I think this is the whole motivation behind the constant attempt to change the Our Father's wording in order to make it absolutely clear when it comes to "lead me not into temptation," how it can at times be interpreted as if God is leading one into temptation or not and things. But basically the point that James is making is that we must be clear that we understand the root of things. Lurement and enticement of one's desire can bring forth sin, and then sin can bring forth death. And so he's saying how important it is to have the understanding right at the beginning, the first things first, to understand it and to nip it in the bud. You guys know what that means, right? You're pruning. You have to look for the bud to know where to prune. To get it. To make sure that it gets cut off and it doesn't have the chance of growing there again. We see that in the gospel text, they don't get it. He's warning them about the leaven of the Pharisees. He's warning about the leaven of Herod, about this underlying small thing that's connected to desires and wants that can explode into something bigger, into what he sees in the Herodians, what he sees in the Pharisees. And he's warning them of this. And they're worried about bread, because he said the word leaven, and they look and they have one loaf. So Jesus takes the time. I love, there's a, Bill Johnson has a presentation, and he says it this way, and I just love the way he says it. So Jesus kind of looks at him and goes, "Okay, well, let's pretend that I was talking about bread. So let's start there. Since you think I'm talking about bread, let's actually talk about bread, okay?" And so then he asks him some questions. He says, so when I fed 5,000 with five, how much was left over? 12. And when I took 7 and I fed 4,000, so when I took more and fed less, how much was left over? So God did, he fed 5,000 with 5 loaves and had 12 left over, and he fed less with more. So if you have only one loaf, how many thousands do you think I can feed with that? So he showed them the math. He said, you're thinking in a certain way. It's about desires and things and stuff like that. But he says, you have to change your whole perspective on everything. It doesn't work mathematically. It works exactly even the opposite, that I can do more with less. It is a reminder for us, in a very simple way, that Jesus is the fulfillment of it all. All our hopes, all our longings, all of our desires, they find fulfillment in the God who created us. And the way that he fulfills it is not just a fulfillment of minimalism. I've got 2 liters. Let's use metric, since the rest of the world uses metric. I got 2 liters of stuff here, and I'm going to give it out, and you only have so many milliliters to give to each one of you. That is not God. God fills each and every one of us into an overflowing abundance. He meets us in our need. 5 loaves fed 5,000, and there was left over to abundance, to an abundance beyond what was there originally. If we get into our needs and our wants and our desires and imagine that they cannot be fulfilled in God, and we begin to pursue their fulfillment by ourselves, we will find ourselves going from desire and the pursuit of the fulfillment into sin, sin into death. God can meet you in your want and in your desire, and not in a poverty-stricken way, but in a way that fulfills everything you long for and more. He is enough. He is more than enough for each and every one of us. Amen.